Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Friends here. This is the Friday Doug Staff and Good Day program, March 27th. It's the last Friday of the month of April, one quarter of the way through the year we are already. That means Christmas is right around the corner.
That's what I just said the other day.
Hooray! All right, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Staff here reviewing. First of all, on Fridays, we often take the top 10 talk topics of the week and run them through the grist mill here, asking you to tell us which one is the most important one on this list to you. Folks at Talkers Magazine have come up with a couple of interesting things this week, including the list of the hot 100 talk hosts in the country. You can check out, see if your favorite guy or gal is there. That sound old when I say that? Guy or gal is there?
Guy sounds man, fine. Woman. Gal is what sounds old.
Gal doesn't sound
You're good. A nice gal.
All right. What was it last week I said that Kara took exception to? Sweetheart.
That was in the context.
That was in a different context. Yes, it was. All right. So anyway, the top items here have to do with the March Madness, the relationship that Google has with the White House. That's a pretty interesting story, actually. For those of you who don't know that the folks from Google are pretty much weekly visitors in the White House trying to get things done, I find it it's a little troubling. Would you say, Jennifer,
that
that would
be? Done at the White House?
It does,
go
yeah.
somewhere else?
Yeah.
You think Google would be smarter than that.
I mean, they have that little Google car. You think they'd go somewhere mm-hmm. where things happen.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Okay, let's see here. Angelina Jolie's surgery. We continue to get meat-headed comments from men about that. Monica Lewinsky is in the news this week and is the number, what is it, six thing on the countdown.
It's pretty sad news week.
Well, I have sympathy and I've always had sympathy
yeah,
for her.
Yeah, I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just saying Monica Lewinsky is the number six important story of the week.
Well, but
probably.
She's talking.
She did a TED Talk last
yes.
week.
And explain, Kenny, what a TED Talk is, will you?
A TED Talk is it's technology. I forget what TED stands
education.
For.
Education.
Education and
development
whatever.
Or something.
Design.
Technology, entertainment, and design. I just found it. Yep.
Yeah. And these are. It started at 10, 20 years ago. They started doing these. And somebody would talk, and usually, and it had something to do with technology, and it's branched out into a couple other areas, but mm-hmm. it's usually how technology fits into different important cultural things. They say that the talks are, their slogan is ideas worth sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it was about the internet, the new media, and social media, and how they can affect your
bullying was her yes. she got
bullied
badly
public shaming
yeah. yeah I thought what she had to say was pretty important frankly so that's another thing shake that one up for you what's going on in Yemen is number six on the list of the top 10 if you haven't heard where'd that come from? Saudi Arabia
I'm sorry what
Saudi Arabia and its allies bombed some of the Shiite rebels that are allied with Iran, according to some of the press reports in Egypt. There was this weekend was supposed to be a ground assault, I think, Kenny, wasn't there?
They're activating troops in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, so they want to get that straight.
You know what
sure.
Saudi Arabia, because they're the ones that, you know.
Yeah, they don't want to mess. They want to curb whatever's going on here.
They want to take
upset
the money.
Their own apple cart.
Right, yeah. not yeah. spend the money.
All right, let's see here. Bo Bergdahl is number five. And whether you have sympathy for him and his circumstance, we had somebody on the program, was it yesterday, Kenny, who
yes.
put a different
yeah.
spin on this for all of us. I'm not sure Jennifer's mind was changed much. I think Kenny may have been on the line. I certainly was affected by what he had to say. So that's if you listen to the countdown, which you can download in the archives at DougStephan.com if you don't happen to hear it on the same station that's carrying this program. At the number four position, who's running for president? A lot of people taking a lot of shots in an appropriate fashion, as far as I'm concerned, about Ted Cruz wanting to run. What was it? What did we hear in the countdown from somebody about him running?
Peter King.
Peter King, right. He's another gas bag. Thank you. Thank you for pushing that button, Kenny.
Okay. All right. I'll see you next hour.
He is one of the biggest circle burgers in Congress, a gas bag extraordinaire. He's not just a usual gas bag. He is a complete and utter gas bag. And this guy, who represents one of the boroughs in New York, and I can't remember which one it is. I think it's Queens, but whatever, it doesn't make a difference. He's got enough puffery going for himself, Jennifer, that he actually is considering running for the presidency as sort of a dark horse candidate. So he's going to New Hampshire to participate in a pre-presidential prospect polling piece. I think it's this weekend, Kenny, isn't it? Is that this weekend, that event?
No, I think it's a couple weeks away.
A couple of weeks away. Anyway, so here's a guy who's got about as much chance being elected president as Jennifer does. Maybe Jennifer's got even more.
That is just rude.
Yes, you are likable, right? And he's not. So maybe you have it. Maybe I'm on solid ground here, Kenny. She does have more of a chance of getting elected than he does. Anyway, what a bunch of baloney. The hoopla between Israel and America. Iranian nuclear negotiations and what's going on with those. The U.S. discussing whether or not to allow Iran to run hundreds of centrifuges. Aren't centrifuges energy related?
Where the black box is held?
No. That's the number one story this week, Jennifer. The story of this guy and where the heck he came from and what he's all about. Couple of side shots. I mean, there's not much more known about him today than there was yesterday, as everybody goes through his home, his apartment, what's the story with him, does he have a quirky personality, he doesn't anymore, but man, when you understand what's going on. Okay, so I got three adjuncts to this that nobody else is talking about. Number one, there were three Americans who were on this plane. Yesterday it was thought to be two, now today it's three. A fellow named Robert Oliver Calvo, American citizen born in Barcelona, Spain, 37 years of age. Worked as a real estate coordinator for a fashion company in Spain. He covered German real estate for the company, was headed to Dusseldorf on a business trip with a Spanish colleague. The other two Americans, Yvonne and Emily Selke, I believe, a mother-daughter pair. So there's three Americans lost their lives in this thing. This guy knows this plane right into the side of the mountain, just in a controlled way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you think about
the
damage.
They heard him breathing all the way through. I mean, you would think there'd be like if you're going to go into a mountain, you would think, but he was calmly breathing all the way through
right.
as he did it.
So that brings you around to kind of wondering what in the world this guy really was all about, and how is it that whatever his psychological state missed the mark in terms of people, you know, who the heck is this guy, figuring out who this guy was. Anyway, so there's that piece of the pie. And then there is the information now that airlines are responding to what has happened. American airlines have had to do this. Canadian and German airlines have not. But they are, as of now, this immediate, not recommendation, but demand from European airlines. New rules requiring two crew members always be present in the cockpit so that this sort of thing couldn't happen. I'm surprised they hadn't done that before. And if they had followed American precedent in that, those people would all still be alive. However, hindsight is like no sight. So that's okay. What have we got here? We learned the hard way, kind of. But I'm more fascinated to figure out what this guy's all about and what motive. I think that's what most people are into now. They want to figure this out, Kenny, right? Who is this guy? What was he? He got his training in Phoenix at the U.S. Air, because Airbus, most of the people that are running these crap can Airbuses send the best flight simulator is at the headquarters of America West or U.S. Air or wherever, whatever their name is. It's now American Airlines. Mm-hmm. They have a simulator school in Phoenix, and that's where this guy went to learn how to fly that plane.
I had read something yesterday that said that he, I think in 2008, which, think about that. He's so young, so this is like...
He's 28 years old.
Yeah. Well, in 2008, when he was originally in flight school, I guess he had to take some time off for a big bout with depression. So maybe there's something like that going on.
Yep. So why do you hire him to fly an airplane? If
exactly right.
At a regular
and
he
still passed all their tests.
Yeah, but so their test must be faulty, right? They don't find enough information?
Yeah.
Can we assume that?
That's right. They're not asking the right questions if he passed. Because and the other thing that gets me is he only flew for 600 hours. And I don't know. You mentioned yesterday you like to see your pilots with gray hair, and so do I. I mean,
I don't want to see a 28-year-old kid flying a plane like that.
That's a big plane to fly with only 600 hours under your belt.
That would be the that's the view from the street, Jennifer. Whether it holds water or not remains to be seen. All right, so there's a lot of things going on. Look at that. We got already 10 things covered, and it's only 17 after the hour on the Friday Good Day program. Wowie Zowie. I would like you to take a moment to understand what goes on with the teeth in your mouth that are yellow, stained by coffee, stained by tea, stained by red wine. Maybe you smoke, and whatever it is that causes your teeth to not look their best, I'm going to be your friend, and I'm going to fix that with a suggestion that you call 800-331-7317 and get power swabs. Power swabs are giving those people who do not have a good smile a very good opportunity to clean up their act. 5 minutes and you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter using power swabs. 800-331-7313 is the number to call. This is a doctor-formulated product. It is guaranteed to whiten your teeth. It will not harm them. It will not do damage to them, which is what, unfortunately, most of the other products that are on the market do. They eat away at the enamel. Yeah, you'll have whiter teeth, but at what cost? This doesn't eat away at anything except the color, the coloration. It's a very interesting and effective way to, within 5 minutes and certainly within a week, to see your smile change dramatically. 800-331-7317. You convinced, Jennifer?
This
is a good idea. Okay. This is a good idea. Jennifer says yes. I say yes. Kenny, I'm sure, says yes because he does whatever. No, he doesn't.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. 800-331-7317 for those white teeth.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press wringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99. Offer valid on SKU 300469, in store and online, and $3.28 while supplies last. See store, staples.com for details.
Thank you. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After I've had 5 bucks, you'll guess who this is.
Minnie Riperton. Close, right?
Another breathy blonde, however.
Well, I'm still on the way.
You pay $65 to go listen to this woman sing in Las Vegas.
After I close the bar with the ball.
I hear no takers.
Okay. I don't want to give away your big secret about who this is.
That's all right. We got to give it away pretty soon.
All right. It's Suzanne Summers, everybody.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And when you told me that, you can hear it in her voice that it is Suzanne Summers. But I think that she's learned the trick that people that can't really sing have learned.
Yeah.
And that's to kind of speak. It's the phrasing. Listen to the phrasing. I'd rather go see Doug Steffen in Vegas.
How about it? Let's get the Doug Steffen nightclub act going in Las Vegas. There's an
I
idea.
I can see you as a lounge performer with your corduroy and your turtlenecks.
Nah, I wouldn't use that. I'd dress to the nines.
He's holding a snifter of brandy.
Oh, Lauren.
Whoa.
All right, so anyway, Suzanne Summers is bringing a nightclub act to Vegas this May. Officials say that it'll be called Dancing with the... No, it won't be Dancing. That's a little of the old one, too, Jen, for you, because she was on Dancing with the Stars. Won't be Singing with the Stars. It'll be Suzanne Sizzles.
Oh.
A cabaret vibe in an intimate venue in a Las Vegas casino hotel.
It's
the same property.
Are Jack and Janet going to be there, too?
Who's your what?
Are Jack and Janet going to be there, too?
Jack and Janet.
From Three's Company.
Oh. See, I didn't watch that show. Yeah,
great
well,
show.
You know. All right, so anyway, last time she performed, it was in the 1980s at the Las Vegas Hilton. She's going to the Westgate in Las Vegas.
Oh, everybody knows the Westgate.
Yeah, that's a good favorite.
It's right up there with Caesar's Palace. Uh-huh. Watch out, Celine Dion. Woo! Right.
I think I paid $400 for my seat up front in the Donnie and Marie show. These are $65. So maybe that tells
you. Okay, you know what? I'd actually have more fun going with you to see Suzanne Summers and seeing Donnie because we'd sit there and giggle. It'd be fun. Let's go.
Suzanne Summers?
Yeah. So see her for $65.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. All right, let's see what else is going on. Fun-wise, here are some excerpts from last night's monologues of the comedians, including Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers.
McDonald's, ladies and gentlemen, is introducing a Big Mac clothing line. They are. Of course, there already is a clothing line for Big Mac lovers. It's called a hospital gown.
Republican candidate Ted Cruz said recently that in the 36 hours after he announced that he's running for president, he raised over $1 million. And Hillary Clinton closed her checkbook and said, I'm happy to help. Can't wait. That's right. Ted Cruz raised over $1 million after announcing that he's running for president, which is why today Radio Shack announced that it also was running for president. Radio Shack.
You know, there was a lot of talk last week, a couple weeks ago, about Hillary Clinton and her email account. Well, the Associated Press says that Jeb Bush used a second secret personal email address during his time as Florida governor. And there is, you guys, there is some pretty embarrassing stuff in there. For example, it was a Hotmail address. Can you trust someone with a Hotmail address? Mayor Rahm Emanuel is reportedly considering renaming one of Chicago's airports after Barack Obama, and he's going to name the baggage area after Joe Biden.
Jeb Bush and Hotmail. Jeb Bush at Hotmail.com. Send him an email and just see if he responds, Jennifer. Yeah. Jeb Bush at Hotmail.com. It's Doug Stephan and Jennifer and Kenny at 28 After.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Korn and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, President Obama is the first president to suggest mandatory voting in America, as they have in Australia. Your reaction?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and David Korn. Barack Obama became the first president to suggest the idea of mandatory voting, as they have in Australia. This is a good idea?
I think you two, David and Mark, might not know it yet, but I believe this will be orthodoxy on the left within 5 years or so. And when we're on the show 35 years from now, it'll be the question of whether the mandatory voting system's actually working or not. And people who oppose this idea will be accused of racism the same way people who support voter ID and other ballot security measures are accused of racism. Now, I think it's a terrible idea.
You know, I used to think that it was kind of maybe perhaps too coercive to have government do that. But then I read this piece by this brilliant fellow who compared it to jury duty. You might even know him, Mark. And that kind of got me thinking, well,
he's
actually...
He's talking about me.
That actually... That's a dead giveaway.
If there are, you know, certain civic obligations imposed on us already, this might not be so burdensome. So I'd like to, you know, at least... I think it's an interesting intellectual debate.
So, Mark, you favorite?
Sure.
See, and this goes to my argument. As Mark Green goes, so goes the left.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with National Review's Rich Lowry and Mother Jones's David Korn.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I guess I'll put the obituaries away and get back to what's going on here.
Welcome back, Dougie.
Welcome back. Okay, it's 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our poll yesterday and overnight had to do with how you're doing on your taxes. Have you gotten your refund? The news this week is that the IRS, well, there are two or three different stories that float around this week. The IRS is still chasing people around, using whatever bluffing techniques they can to try to get more money, extort more money from you. This in league with a report suggesting how much money is actually being wasted between now and April 15th. Hopefully there'll be more of those stories around so that when you actually pay your taxes or you feel like you have the responsibility to work all of the details up so that you don't get fined or penalized or whatever it is, you'll realize how much of your money, how fraudulent this government is, and how much of your money is going down the toilet. Might as well flush it down the drain. When I see people who have millions of dollars in taxes just because they died, they have to pay taxes.
Because you died.
Real estate.
And you should pay them. I know.
Right. Sure. No, it isn't. It's horrible. Awful.
And the capital gains thing for me is ridiculous, too. When you inherit something from somebody, give me a break. Come on.
Well, not only that, but when in my case, because I'm going to be selling some valuable real estate this year, and I'm going to get shellacked if I don't figure out some way. I know there's something in the code, but you got to really work hard at finding it and making sure that you can use the money for something else worthwhile instead of giving it to those boobs to waste. Anyway, so with that backdrop.
Good morning.
How are you doing on your taxes was the question. 19% said I've got 3 weeks. What the heck's the rush?
That's me.
I'm just getting mine started. Yeah, me too. 18% said I'm almost finished. There you go. 16% I'm going to start this weekend. Let's see, 13% said I've already paid my taxes, 12% I've gotten my refund. Now, that's a number that you can embrace because it would normally be a whole lot more than that, but the IRS has told you they are short-handed, short-staffed, and therefore you're going to get it in the shorts. Pretty much that's what that means. 12% said I told you that. Let's see here, 11% just got started, 9% about halfway done. I think that's it, right? Yep, that's it. You got it. Now we can move comfortably on to something else that is of interest and importance. The FBI has arrested two men. This is stuff that I don't know where to go with this. Here's a guy that's a current member of the Illinois National Guard, arrested by the FBI for allegedly trying to launch attacks in the U.S. and overseas on behalf of ISIS. Army National Guard Specialist Hassan Edmonds. People are going to say, aha, with that first name, what'd you expect? He was arrested at Chicago Midway Airport trying to get on a flight to Egypt. I think that'd be a difficult trip unless the biggest airline there is Southwest. They're not going they're not leaving to go anywhere in the Middle East, but I'm sure you can make connections, fly to New York or something. Anyway, let's see who else was involved. A fellow named Jonas Edmonds, who's his cousin, was also arrested, but this was at his home in Aurora, Illinois. Culmination of an FBI undercover operation. Both men had been under FBI surveillance for quite a while. Mr. Hassan Edmonds first came into the FBI attention and under the radar late last year. FBI investigation program began with an undercover agent sending him a friend request on Facebook. What is this? The Friends of ISIS?
Yep.
Come on. They're not that obvious, are they? The kid, the cousin, been watching ISIS propaganda videos online.
That's how they flag you.
Well, but wait a minute. Hold on just a second. I get the first one, kind of. But the second one is that's the only thing they got on this guy. I watch all kinds of news. These people, if you're involved in the news, aren't you going to watch?
I think they can probably tell patterns because if you watch one of their two of these videos, but if you're probably a hardcore watcher of all of these and if you're Googling certain terms, which you and I probably couldn't even speculate what the terms are, that's probably how they grab you.
So in one of the messages to the undercover FBI agent, Hassan Edmonds wrote, quote, "I'd rather struggle and strive hard in the cause of Allah than sit back and live a comfortable life here in America." He noted that while he is already in the army of non-believers, an army of non-believers, now I wish only to serve in the army of Allah alongside my true brothers. What the hell are you doing here? Why'd you come here in the first place? He goes on to write, "Either we will make it to the Islamic State or bring the flames of war to the heart of this land." Great. Later conversations with the undercover agent, Hassan Edmonds said his cousin, who first brought ISIS to his attention, was willing to conduct an attack inside the U.S. So this guy is that dumb that he doesn't know about ISIS until his cousin tells him about it?
I know. Don't buy that.
Or are we buying any of this at all? Who's buying this? Kenny, you buying this or not?
No.
The FBI set these guys up?
Oh, I'm sure the FBI set them up, and I'm glad they are. I'm glad, you know... This is the only way you're going to get this kind of stuff going on in our country, you know, inside the homeland, is by doing this kind of stuff. So I'm glad the FBI is setting them up. That makes me feel happy. But, right. You know, I don't buy what they're selling, these two.
No. What troubles me is that maybe, I'm not sure. I think some of the FBI stings have been really bogus. I don't know that I can feel that way about this one. I think there's something to this. There's a little smoke and fire here. It would seem they found some AK-47s apparently in this kid's garage. Not that, well, who's keeping AK? You got AK-47 in your garage, Kenny?
I don't think so.
No, Jeffrey, you got any AK-47 in your garage?
About 10 of them.
Have you?
I don't know what the heck's in my
garage.
You don't
even have a garage now.
I do have a garage.
You do?
Yeah.
Where?
I have three lots. My house is on one. I have the spare lot, and then the garage is on the other one.
Where that old car was for 10 years?
No, that's the spare lot. This is the garage behind the house.
Dinner had this neat old Ford station wagon.
My grandpa's car.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would never get rid of it, and then finally he did.
Yeah. All right, anyway. So do we have comments on this, or is it what it appears to be, and that's it, and let's keep moving?
Let's keep moving.
New York City apartment building collapsed yesterday.
That was
apparent
crazy.
Gas explosion. Did you see that? And everybody wondered, wow, terrorists! Speaking of those guys in Illinois.
I don't know what it was. It was, it was a mess. It was crazy looking.
Yep. It really did. Gas explosion, rubble, glass, all across the street, East Village of Manhattan. A dozen people were hurt. Several pretty badly, actually. You got all that stuff blowing. You're walking down the street and that thing blows up like that, you're going to have a tough time if you're standing in front of that building, not getting really seriously hurt. Fortunately, nobody died, but what a mess. I've all seen probably the video and pictures of it by this point in time. And we all did the same thing. I was in Salt Lake yesterday, and Jack Stockwell and his wife and I were sitting in his office talking about some stuff, and Mary, God love her, she's not more than three clicks away from her iPhone. And we know how they get the notifications, news. I don't know. What's the noise that it makes when there's news?
The little,
Okay. So, went off. And she's like, no, there was an explosion in New York. Can you imagine? And then, so you do what normally people are going to do. Is it a terrorist attack? That's the way we are conditioned to think now.
Mm-hmm. Anything like that happens? Especially in a big city. Yep.
Yeah. Right. New York? What a target. So, anyway. How many people are developing sympathy for Bo Bergdahl yet?
No.
No. Well, you're never going to develop sympathy.
Maybe someday.
Any sympathy? Hmm? Nah,
I don't know that I have sympathy. I think there's a lot that we don't know, and I hope that it comes out in whatever trial they have.
Whatever
the truth is.
Yeah. Bergdahl said he was tortured repeatedly, threatened with execution after he tried once to escape. Wanted to get back to his brethren. So he could be charged with desertion. I shouldn't laugh about it, but it's not the whole thing. I don't know. It's one of those other. There's something fishy here, and I can't quite figure out what it is. It just seems like there's something fishy to me. Yes? No? Jennifer says no.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's fishy to have someone who just takes off in the middle of Afghanistan. Of course it's fishy. Of course it is.
Big doings in Los Angeles this weekend. Really big doings. At the Santa Anita Racetrack.
Love it there.
On Sunday, you can join 15,000 of your friends at the ramen celebration.
Like Top?
Sunday.
At beautiful Santa Anita Raceway.
Are you talking about Top ramen, like noodles?
Yep.
Ah. Well, this doesn't surprise me because Santa Anita has, that whole area, Arcadia, it's a haven, really. A lot of people will come here from the Asian countries. So that's actually probably very apropos.
They expect to serve 50,000 bowls of ramen on Sunday. Maybe we should go, instead of Kenny and I going to lunch down there, we should go over to Santa Anita and have some ramen.
I want it done the right way, because the only time I've ever had ramen is in the cup where you have the hot water and then weird dehydrated peas float around the top in
a
tornado.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, so that's. I would like to have real ramen. That would be good. Yeah.
Real ramen on the radio.
That could be her new name.
I heard that last night. I was driving home from the airport, and I got a kick out of the ramen celebration, because I can't remember ever having heard any event like that being...
Well, Ramadan, but that's ramen noodles, though, right?
Ramen.
Yeah, I think that's different.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies, spring is here. You knew that, right?
Last weekend,
start of spring. So how are you looking? Look in the mirror this morning. You like what you see? Any bags? Puffiness? Jennifer's got a problem.
Mm.
And if Jennifer's got a problem, you may have a problem, too. How about we fix the problem? I'm here as a solutionist. Fix those problems. And the problem of having bags and puffiness and lines around your eyes is something that's just right for GenuCell, using the power of plant stem cell therapy, targeting those bags and puffy eyes that you have. It's water that collects there. And what this product does is draw the water out. Don't have to use makeup. It will take, you can feel it almost when it, put it on your, under your eyes. I put some on because I only had about 3 hours sleep last night. I don't know, nobody's really watching me or looking at me, but I just decided I wanted to
I'm
look
watching
good.
You.
You're watching me over
through the window. See me over there?
Oh, that's you?
That's me.
It's great. You'll love it.
Nice
robe. You can use it if you're a man. You can use it if you're a woman. Both of you have, I mean, I'll just remember what Bill Clinton's eyes look like most of the time. You didn't get enough sleep. That's
well,
the kind
of. He was up all night with those.
Right. Yeah, huh? Instant effects from Genucel. 800-543-9262. Spring opportunity. It's there's a spring sale going on now, and what they'll do is double the amount of Genucel that you get when you order it. 800-543-9262. So you pay for 3 months' supply of Genucel, and you get six. Pretty good deal, yeah? You like it? Try it. Like it. Try it. You'll like it. 800-543-9262. Again, the product that takes care of all the bags and puffiness and lines around your eyes is called Genucel. Get it now at 800-543-9262.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and unless number 3030.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12 millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand-scraped bamboo for $199. The lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand-scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus, more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Spring has sprung, and that means it's time to get serious about style, guys included. Style expert Wendell Brown says it all starts with grooming.
For $20 a month, Birchbox Man gives you high-end grooming and lifestyle products tailored to your personal profile. Order before April 11th to get a limited-time-only Mad Men-inspired box of products to help you channel your inner Don Draper.
Brown says every guy also needs a signature scent.
Lacoste introduces the new Jean fragrance to the L1212 collection, a fresh and citrusy addition to the collection.
And when it comes to completing your look,
don't let sweat stains or underarm odor ruin your confidence. Gillette Clear Gel Deodorant gives you 48 hours of odor and wetness protection, and it's the perfect size travel companion to keep you fresh on that spring getaway.
Finally, for that must-have accessory,
look good, feel good, and do good this spring choosing a tie from the David Finn neckwear line. Sold exclusively online, each luxury tie helps support efforts to find veterans jobs thanks to a partnership with Hiring Our Heroes.
For more information, visit videopump.tv.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99. Offer valid on Q300469 in-store and online and $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Match madness.
Match.
This time of year, college basketball fans live for the games. Last night's games, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Arizona advancing. Tonight, UCLA against Gonzaga.
I love that.
How can you take a school seriously called Gonzaga?
Gonzaga. I like it.
North Carolina State takes on Louisville. What do you think of that? You're from North Carolina, Kenny. Is that good? Is that
NC State's my team.
Yeah, so what's going on with that? Yeah. But Louisville pretty good, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yes, they are.
So, what happens? You want to put some money on it?
We're going to have to be better.
I'm going to bet against North Carolina because my people are from there, too. So, let's go. What are we, Tar Heels?
Rah, rah, Wolfpack. Okay, so that means if you guys win, you'll pay for lunch on Sunday?
Yeah, sure. What, you're going to go with Kentucky, Louisville? Is that what it is?
I don't go with anybody.
Just to get a free lunch?
That's it. Anything for a free lunch. Jennifer and Kenny and I decided we have lunch on Sunday. Utah squares off against Duke. Michigan State tips off against Oklahoma. So this means that we'll have a lousy night of TV tonight. right? No good shows on CBS, and yeah, how many different cable channels, and half a dozen cable channels get ruined, too, because of these games?
Less now, because there are less games, so it'll be TBS and CBS, probably.
Okay. So what did I? What's on Tuesday? Oh, Blue Bloods. I can't see that tonight?
Nope. Most likely.
Well, I wouldn't watch. It's too late for me to be up here on the West Coast anyway. So it looks like if you're excited about this, Kenny sounds like he's excited about North Carolina. You're not really a basketball fan anyway, much, are you?
No, but I'm a fan of my team.
Yeah, there you go. North Carolina State, rah-rah, shish-kumbah, 51 after the hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's get to work here. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. 53 past the hour. A number of interesting things going on. Lots to talk about, so let's get right at it. First, a report from Shelley Palmer, our daily overview of technology from his perspective as one of the premier reporters on technology in the country. Today, he'll talk with you about the best way to record video on your phone. So if you're learning like I am, we'll listen to that and then move on.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Vine is one of the best ways to share bite-sized videos of your life with your family and friends. Normally, to record in Vine, you need to tap and hold your finger on the screen. But the iPhone can keep a software finger on the screen for you, meaning you only have to tap the screen once to record your Vine. Head to Settings, then General, then Accessibility. Scroll down to Assistive Touch, then tap on Create New Gesture. Tap and hold on the screen for 6 seconds. Save and name the gesture, then turn on Assistive Touch. When you head back into Vine, you can tap on the Assistive Touch white dot, find your custom gesture, and enable it. Tapping the blue circle on the screen registers as a tap and hold. And when you're done, remember to turn off Assistive Touch. Otherwise, every iPhone Touch will register as a 6-second tap and hold. Happy Vining! Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
On Monday, Josh Liebarger made his status
Case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including
dislike.
Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face, hashtag savings.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How reiterate that 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance at geico.com. Cancer likely touching everybody who's listening in some way or another. The stats are staggering. In our lifetime, for example, 1 in 2 men, 1 in 3 women will get cancer. And now there's a documentary about to air which shows just how far we've come in understanding cancer. Brian Osich would like to update you on that.
Chronicling the 4,000-year effort to understand, treat, and cure cancer. That is the story behind Ken Burns Presents Cancer, the Emperor of All Maladies, a film by Bear Goodman, which is airing as a three-part series on PBS starting Monday, March 30th. Director of the film, Bear Goodman.
What I hope people get is what I got in making the film, an appreciation for how far we've come, and mostly that they feel more hopeful about the future, and that the best way of treating and curing cancer is to find it early.
Sponsor of the film, Siemens, has been delivering tools that support medical research for more than 100 years. President and CEO of Siemens Healthcare North America, Dr. Gregory Sorensen.
One of the things I hope that people will get out from watching this film is a better sense that they are empowered against cancer. They have power because they have knowledge. And with that knowledge, I think, comes hope and an ability to fight harder.
Cancer, the Emperor of All Maladies, airs on PBS March 30th, 31st, and April 1st.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Couple of other items that are of general interest that connect to technology. You may have heard about Monica Lewinsky, a talk she gave as part of the Technology Entertainment Design Seminar about her experiences with bullying, shaming, and public humiliation. I think there's a worthwhile, those of you who want to just Google it and or listen to what she had to say, if you can, instead of being silly and childish about it, if you can listen, there's a good story there, a very important story, I think, frankly. Also, the case with the Google boys and what has happened, again, a comment is looking at Facebook, Kenny. Celeste said, Google-White House relationship, something smells bad. For those of you who don't know the story, apparently Google employees often are attending meetings at the White House, like on average once a week. There's some big schlemiel from Google that goes to the White House. And interestingly enough, I know it's only a coincidence, after their visits, problems that they've had with the federal government seem to disappear. Can you imagine? Okay. Oh, my God. Not Obama and Google being together.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.